Blog Talk Radio.
Connect God. 313-808. Connect world. It's a warm up. You feel the same. Y'all need to be ready. To bring that fire. Don't fly me away. Pass the fuck up. What's poppin'? Yeah.
Y'all came for this game, I'm offering. Welcome to the barcade. With the broad to do it all for a rapper, I call him my barmaid. I'm an artist, so when I start this, I sculpt it like these bars clay. And talk shit that I net Brooklyn, a new home, the same size as the Barclays. You brawling with a barbarian barber, you can catch that ball fade. That was a double entendre, dropped on ya. How much do the bars weigh? I'm taller than Kendrick Lamar, so I'll make sure the bars raise. Farther than any of you stars, I'm lifting these bars a long way. While y'all stay insisting in the solid chart, spitting them solid bars. I'm the author of Arthur Marvel, the keys, Excaliburs. You hopping in the jaws of a shark, cause you thinking you want to. Our talents are too far apart, you new guys are all the subpar. Bunch of homos, love taking photos of yourself wearing dresses. All of you weirdos in weird clothes, I'm mentally frail, I'm feeding it for acceptance. No weed pass when I give them an L and break y'all down. So you need to get a weapon to get your king jack when I give them a shell and lay y'all down. I'm hurting and attacking too. But I bet you ain't check that cause I didn't stretch that to stress it. I'm direct with my message, talking to the best when aggressive. Yes, I'm offensive, so offensive in attention. Testing, you can rest in intensive. No apprentices, but I get lessons when I'm wrestling, all the rest is submission. I'm the curve painting of word flipping, I'm perfect plus any sentences. My penmanship is so pure. It's perplexed, professors in possession of a PhD, professional pencilist. I'm impressed with my presence. Now I paint pictures like impressionists. I guess it's in my genes. I never slack in it seems. I'm too fly. I leave eyes a new size whenever I swing. It's no sweat. I'll hit you up. You're trying to get a leg up on me. Won't waste a round. I'll dip you up. Now I hope you can feel with your teeth. Now then, last forward to let you know I wear the pants in this bitch. I just fix the nose on the ugly hoe. I'm enhancing this bitch. Like I scream, give me that lady. I'm the man in this bitch. Plus I'm way overdue, baby. I'm too advanced in this bitch. I keep two arms around my waist. No slow dancing this bitch. But I make you whine in front of that fire. I'm romancing this bitch. You done dip raw in a stripper. You taking a chance in this bitch. And I stick my fist off in your sister to get the upper hand in this bitch. And it can happen just for gambling. I'm slapping them. Double handing. I'm snapping them. Rubber banding. I'm grabbing them. Up and slamming. I'm hitting them. Punching, bagging them. Kicking them. Double dragging them. Popping them. Bubble wrap them. Then chop them. And double bag them. And drag them to the panel van. Travel to an abandoned building. That'll conceal them. Either that or still them in a grandma ceiling and send a message. That's a telegram. Did you catch the reference? What you're really seeing is a killer genie. Here to grant your death wish. And I've been feeling these hostilities since an adolescent, so I will willingly let it fill a free and then manifest it. I'd use artillery to just kill them seeds if I had a preference. This time I'm sitting this bitch alive. Interesting. While you hungry, I'm munching. While you starving, I'm eating. I got an appetite for destruction. My every thought is on feasting. Soon as you show up, I sit you down. Just call a head seat. You stuck in the corner with a hornet. Now watch out for me beating. On these holes and unleashing. All these flows I've been keeping. I ain't just rapping, I'm reaping souls of all those that's been sleeping. Hope you were dreaming about dying, cause I'm gonna show you the meaning. Won't be awake till this morning. And that's when you're supposed to be breathing. You're supposed to be breathing. What you did, you chose to be thieving. Should have been writing instead of fighting. You too old to be teasing. No one's believing. An overachiever known for deceiving. While me, I'm seizing like holiday greetings. No one's competing. Weaving these over the head bars. Like a dude in a doom buggy racing. With a bundle of new money waiting. Ain't no stopping the move once I make it. You got love for me, then cool. If not, I'ma fuel up your hatred. Like a pair of doctors banging a client. I've been too fucking patient.
Money, 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 money.
talking money. Nah, I get stupid cash, I ain't no dummy. Money, God. I don't give a fuck if it ain't my butt, then it is a butt. I'm pushing a duck, drinking me out of cup. What's smoking me out of blood, fucking bitches with butt. Who ain't trying to cut? What the whole hood on my payroll? All king and pesos, and pesos. I need my pesos. Roll up all the lies, don't do records. Nah, shoot a label when I say so. By my pesos, you get popped like bagels.
Crazy business plan, I know he'll love it. So tell me, where the fuck is Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett.
I'm trying to stack a bill so I can stack a mill. Sometimes I'm like, nigga, fuck a record deal. I'm on some independent million money making scheme. You get the message, all I need is an investor. Put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody
put Buffett on the phone. Somebody put Buffett on the phone. Somebody put Buffett on the phone. Somebody put Buffett on the phone. Somebody put Buffett on the phone. Somebody put Buffett on the phone. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
I'm trying to stack a bill so I can stack a mill. Sometimes I'm like, nigga, fuck a record deal. I'm on some independent million money making scheme. You get the message, all I need is an investor. Put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Put him on the phone.
Somebody put Buffett on the phone.
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Yo, what up, though? This your boy, DG Clip.
Jay Gutter. Connect Gang Radio, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
See, we played that Warm Up by Severe. Motherfucking Them Pesos by Caddy, the artist. And Warren Buffett by Trail Mac, straight out of Philly.
Hell yeah, that shit go hard, too.
Hell yeah, that shit was hard as fuck. The Philly dudes be laying it down.
Hell yeah.
We getting that Warm Up by Severe over there on that coast to coast. So vote on that. That shit at the Shelter pops off. Shout out to What's Poppin'. They on there. Ozone Skrilla.
Hell yeah, them dudes right there.
Yeah. Shout out to the whole Dirty Fly Records, Dirty Fly Midwest, and Pack Up Nation.
Hell yeah, Free Joy Boy.
Free Joy Boy. Pack the fuck up. Connect Gang. This shit, we got a special guest tonight, don't we?
Yup, Trail Mac. SKE Records.
Okay.
Management. He do it all.
Okay, we got Trail on tonight or we got Quentin on tonight?
Oh, yeah, we got, it's Quentin tonight. Cue the question.
Bet it up. Yeah, I know we got some new listeners tonight, too. I was peeping that out there. We got some new listeners from across the country. Well, across the world, I should say, now that we done branched off into Europe and Africa and South America and Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Canada. Jared Kennedy and that mixtape he just dropped. Featured, got a track on there featured DG Clip.
Hell yeah, that shit's live as hell.
Hell yeah, cop that. We got that Connect World dropping 420. Packup's got their shit dropping 420. Caddy got his shit dropping 420. It's going down 420.
Everybody working.
No doubt. Shit, we got our guest on the line?
He on the line right now. I go put him through.
Bet it up.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's up? What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what up, though?
Man, you know, just working hard, you know?
Oh, yeah. Stay working. See, I'm glad we got you on here, though, branching out there to Philly. We've been trying to get down with some Philly cats for a while because Philly been laying it down. You know that a lot of people compare the D to Philly. We out here in Detroit with DG Clip out there in Hawaii. I'm out here in Detroit. You know, we got some kind of that same style flow and shit. Similar
yeah, no doubt, man. I'm glad that y'all reached out to me, man. Y'all been supporting SKE Records for a minute. You know, once I first got in contact with y'all recently, man, about a month ago. And I'm glad y'all got me on the show and y'all been supporting my artist, Trail Mac Heavy, and the whole SKE Records movement. So it feels good. And I'm definitely a big fan of the Detroit hip hop scene. You know, with Eminem, Big Sean, Dave's Loaf, you know, I definitely like a lot of people, even when y'all take it back all the way to Motown.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
So what's SKE got going on?
Well, you know, right now,
we
man,
know
you know.
Trail Mac.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, right now, SKE is one of the, SKE Records is one of the biggest movements coming up in the Philadelphia hip-hop scene. And not even just Philadelphia, you know, one of the biggest movements and hip hop right now that's on the rise, you know, we doing our thing independently, and now our movement is so strong, it's starting to get bigger by the day. And, you know, Trell Mack, man, you know, now after all these years of us starting this company, he's finally starting to blow up as an artist, man. So it just feels good watching all of the work that we put in. He's finally taking off. You know, all of the big magazines been reaching out to us, all of the radio shows, such as people like yourselves have been hitting us up. So it feels good. And make sure y'all cop that new single, The Routine, on iTunes right now and a video out right now.
Make sure y'all cop that.
I heard that track.
I appreciate it, man.
That shit slapping for sure.
Yeah, you know, we've been working the record hard, the radio. You know, all of the major magazines supported it. So everybody that's starting to pick it up and support it, man, we definitely appreciate you.
No doubt, man. That's what it's about, man, just lifting up the underground, man. Teamwork make the dream work.
Exactly, man. You know, all the support. No. Without no support, nothing's going to happen. So big ups to, you know, Connect Gang Radio for supporting that Trell Mack, The Routine, out right now on iTunes.
No doubt.
We appreciate that.
Well, shit, man, how'd you get into all this?
Well, you know, to make a long story short, you know, I have a background in publicity and journalism, so that's how I started in the music business. I used to write for HipHopDX.com, Yo Raps, Nobody Smiling, Six Shot, and Ozone Magazine. So I built a lot of relationships being a journalist for a lot of top websites and blogs and magazines. And SKE Records was always my main goal. So, you know, I was doing the journalism thing, and I was still pumping SKE Records at the same time, and that's how I got into the business, of course, as a journalist first, because I was such a huge fan of music, and I loved to write about it.
Right. That's what's up.
Yep,
so
no doubt.
I got to ask you this, being from Philly. Who's called Cassidy or Meek Mills?
Oh, man, you know, it's crazy, man, because when Cassidy first came in the game, he was on fire. And, you know, it was crazy, man, like his first album, The Hustler. No, what was his first album? I think it was called Split Personality. Then he came out with The Hustler.
Yeah.
Then he came out with Bars, the Barry Adrian Reese story. So Cassidy was definitely doing his thing. And don't get me wrong, I still like Meek Mill too, because Meek got the crown right now. But I might take Meek Mill right now with a slight edge.
Is that just because his name is popping right now, or is that because you think his bars are harder?
Well, you know what? From a punchline perspective, I think Cassidy got it. Like, Cassidy punchlines is crazy. But I just think, like,
overall
star power, I think Meek Mill's got the slight edge right now. I like Cassidy, too, but it's not just the fact that because Meek is the hot right now, and not taking that away from what Cassidy has done. You know what I mean? But right now, man, Meek is that dude, man. You got to give it up to him. But Cassidy, you know, was fire as well when he had his time, when he was on top doing his thing as well.
Right.
No, yeah, in my eyes, Cassidy always be one of the coldest battle rappers around. I mean, freestyle artist.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he going to always be one of the coldest.
Oh, yeah, exactly, man. Cassidy got some of the most classic punchlines and bars you can ever think of. Even when it comes back to, like, when he used to be freestyling and, you know, killing stuff on the Rough Rider compilation tapes, man, you know. So, you know, Cassidy hands down is one of the best to do it, especially when it came to the punchlines.
No doubt. Well, shit, man, you want to take some callers?
Shit, we can punch some callers in.
Okay. 313-742, you live.
Yo, what up, though?
What up?
What up, though?
Sergio and his bitch.
What up, Sergio?
Southwest Sergio.
Hell yeah, it's kind of,
Sounds like you got your hands full over there.
Adios real quick, man.
That's how it is in the D, man. It's just live as hell.
Yeah, this one of our artists right here, Southwest Sergio. I know he heard that Trell Mack. I let him hear that shit in the ride and shit. What'd you think of that Trell Mack, sir?
Hold up. You said what?
That Trell Mack.
Hold up, bro, man. Serenity's crying and junk.
Oh, yeah, you got your hands full over there, bro.
Hell yeah. Now, you said what now?
No, I was just saying, because I was letting them know you one of our recording artists with Dirty Fly Midwest, and I'd already put you up on Trail Man. I know you've been up on them and shit. Let's see what you thought about
it. Hell yeah, man. We be getting it in, bro.
Yeah, that shit bangs. We had that shit in the whip. We was banging, riding around Southwest Detroit, banging that shit.
Hell yeah. All day.
I'm glad y'all feeling it.
Hell yeah. Definitely filling in the D. Maybe we can work something out when we come out there to Philly and shit. Maybe we can talk another time, work something out, book some shows out that way. Maybe get Trail Mac out this way to Detroit and shit.
Yeah. We exactly love to come to Detroit, man. You know, I like a lot of things that Detroit is doing right now, man, especially with Big Sean, new album out right now, you know, and Dave Loaf, man. So Detroit definitely making some big moves, too.
Oh, no doubt.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask, sir? Shout out to the
shit, man.
To
yeah, what's your inspiration in hip hop, man? Like, what made you start the game?
Well, you know what, man? Just growing up as a child, man, you know, when I used to watch the box all the time, you know, watching a Bad Boy Records, Cash Money, No Limit. You know, Rockefeller, Death Row, So Def, Murder,
hell yeah.
It was always a dream of mine to start my own label. Even before that, you know, when you read about the history of Motown with Barry Gordy, Arista Records with Clive Davis, you know, Ellie Reed and Babyface with LaFace. So it's always been amazing to me how people would just start their own labels, discover their own artists, man, and make some of the biggest superstars in music. And that's always been an inspiration of mine as well.
Hell yeah, no doubt. That's what's up.
Yep.
That's real talk.
Hell yeah.
We trying to bring the whole underground together. Shit.
Hell yeah, bring that shit back.
That's the only way we all going to get on the map.
Because I'm tired of hearing about this Young Thug, Lil Wayne bullshit. I'm tired of hearing about all
this
mainstream garbage on it.
Niggas ain't trying to listen to them, bro. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good out.
Well, shit, all right, man. I'm going to let y'all get somebody else in and get somebody.
All right. I
appreciate
man,
the call,
bro.
Sir.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
All right, for sure.
All right, man. So, what you think about, you know, branding and all that? How important is all that in the music industry?
Branding is definitely important, man, because, you know, at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, you know, especially with artists, you are a product that has to be sold. You know, people either want to be like you or people want to believe you, man. So you definitely have to sell a product. Not saying that you have to do something gimmicky where you just sell anything to the general population, but it's always good to be a brand because people have to buy into who you are. So that's definitely key.
Right.
So how's the go ahead, DG.
I was about to say, man, I mean, like, with all the success y'all are having over there, because, I mean, y'all are blowing up and all that, man, like, how do you stay humble?
Well, you know what, man? At the end of the day, man, you know, no man is bigger than the next. Whether you're a janitor, police officer, firefighter, doctor, lawyer, work at KFC and McDonald's, man, you always got to treat somebody with respect because at the end of the day, they are consumers that support the movement. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So you always want to show great appreciation to the people that support your movement because those people are people that you need to help you stay at the next level and even help you get there from the first place. So big shout-out to all of the fans that's been supporting us for all these years, especially that's been supporting us since the ground up days of trying to get this thing to the next level. So, you know, you always much love to them because without them, we wouldn't be here. And that's just real facts.
Oh, yeah. That's real talk.
Real shit.
Always got to show love to the fans. That's what we do.
Hell yeah. If it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be here. Shit, as artists.
Yeah, they're the ones that put us all out there like that, man. So, I mean, you definitely got to appreciate them.
And when I refer to MCs, I refer to them all as artists. We all artists out here. This is art. This is an art form. That's why I don't call each other rappers. We artists.
Right.
All the
exactly.
way from the promotion, the management, the whatever, the music. People, there's a lot of work behind the scenes. It ain't just going in there and dropping the hot 16 or whatever. There's a lot of work that goes into making a hot track and shit. A lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people, man, they want something for nothing. To me, that shit is kind of ridiculous to me, man. All the work that go in there, you know what I mean? You gotta give somebody something.
Yeah, those producers
exactly,
put a lot of work in. Those beat makers, all that, they put a lot of work in.
Yeah, everybody has a hand in doing something instrumental towards this dream of music, man. So, you know, you got to appreciate everybody that's involved.
Right, you
right.
got to invest in yourself.
Exactly.
How's the battle rap scene over there in Philly? Because we got some shit jumping over here. We just started our own little Connect Gang. These battles we got going over here, and it's starting to jump off pretty big out here in Detroit.
Well, you know what? The battle rap scene is still kind of strong. Not as big as it was back in the day, but you know the battle rap scene overall in Philly, not even just in Philly, just overall in hip hop being on a bigger platform with the DVDs and I can't think of the name of the actual battle rap movements right offhand, but it's definitely for a platform for artists of that caliber that make it work.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, you ever been to any of those Smack URL events?
Nah, you know what's crazy, man? Because I was never the biggest fan of battle rap, even though I do think Daylight is hilarious. But I was never really, like, crazy about that. I've always been, like, you know, I want the full song, the full real deal as an artist, man. Not taking that away from battle rap because it is a huge part of the culture. But lately, I just been following, like, artists, you know. Not taking that away from the battle rap, but I haven't really been crazy about it over the last few years. Of course, growing up in Philly, you know, you used to watch battles all the time. But as far as, like, the Smack URLs, I haven't really been keeping up with it lately, except for when I watch Daylight every now and then when a friend would send me a clip and I'd just be dying over his wild antics, man. Because even though he can rap, he'd be having me dying.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt. So what's the lines looking like, Clip?
We ain't got nobody on him right now.
I didn't drop out with shit. You got some more questions?
Yeah, I was just finna ask, like, what do you look for in an artist, you know, besides, like, the mic skills? Because I know all that's important, but, like, what else do you look for besides that?
Well, you know, it's a whole bunch of things, man. You know, your presentation, how you carry yourself, of course, your artistic ability. You know, do I see full potential in you? How do you treat people? Are you media savvy? You know, how do you treat your fans and public? Of course, you know, are you willing to listen? You know, even if you already have knowledge, are you willing to listen? And are you willing to be groomed, you know, to learn the ups and downs of how to take your career to the next level than what you already accomplished on your own? So that's one of the main things, because you can have the talent all day, but one of the main keys is work ethic. You know, you can have the talent, but if your work ethic is not par, to be up late at night doing these interviews, to be in the studio recording, to be on the road, you know, four or five times out of the week, you know, it's all a build-up to see if you really want to be a part of this game. Because it is a fun game, but it's a business at the same time.
Right. You got to be on it. You got to grind hard.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what else you trying to get into, man? Because, I mean, you know, you got all this stuff going on, but, like, is there anything else you might want to dabble in?
Well, you know what, right now, man, you know, I don't know if y'all saw, I got my new book out right now that I've been promoting for about a year right now. So I got my new book out right now under SKE Literature, man. So, you know, we're making that happen right now. And, you know, we just launched our film company, Vision Board, as we're going to be filming our own independent films. And we do our own videos as of right now. So that's like a new venture we're doing. But right now, you know, we're just doing that, you know, Vision Board Films. And I'm also pumping my new book right now.
And where can we pick that book up at? You know, I still read the hardbacks. I'm still old school. I'm old school and shit. I still read books. And I don't download them. I read them. Is there any way we can get those?
Yeah, my new book is out right now for $4.99, The Secret to Speaking Spanish Fluently. in less than a year for $4.99 on Amazon. So make sure y'all cop that as well. But since y'all been supporting me for a little grip now, make sure you hit me up with your email, and I'll make sure y'all get a free copy tonight.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
I appreciate that, fam.
Hell yeah. So, like, does all that speaking another language and all that, man, what does that, like, help with your networking and stuff?
Exactly, man. It's definitely helped SKE Records get to the next level, even with me signing my first Spanish artist to SKE, Audrey Salsa out of Spain. So it's definitely helped, as I have a huge plan of doing international business overseas. You know, our Spanish artist, Audrey Salsa, you know, we're about to get him rolling very soon. Now that Charmack is steaming, now we have the opportunities to put time into other artists, so now we're about to take it to the top. But definitely being bilingual will definitely put you in a position to, you know, get your career to the next level no matter what you do. It's always going to be more opportunities as, you know, you have the language skills to speak with people of other countries to get you over the hump, to move you, to get you to the next level in anything that you're doing.
Hell yeah. So, like, what would you tell some of these young dudes coming up, man? Because, you know, there's a lot of young kids, you know, they coming up, they trying to bust into this, whatever, man. What would you tell them?
Make sure you do it for the passion. You know, a lot of times people think that once somebody finally get their break, I mean, I'm pretty sure they heard this thousands of times, but it's the absolute truth, that do it for the passion. If you look at a lot of the people that have made it big in music and all genres, it was their passion. They probably did music for 10, 13 years before they even got a break. And at the end of the day, even though they doing it big, they was a fan of the music first. I tell people all the time, even though SKE Records is popping off right now, it took me and Traumatic damn near 10 years to get here. So always remember that you have to be a fan of the music first. And if you're a fan and you want to pursue a career in this, work on your craft and get better, because at the end of the day, when you make hot material, a hot rock is going to burn and a word will spread around. But you got to be a fan of it first, you know. If your goal is just to be focused on fame and you want certain things to happen within a certain time, you're not going to go but so far if you're desperate for fame, because there's going to be moments where you think you should have been popped off and you haven't. And then when you want things to happen in a certain time frame and it doesn't, then you start getting depressed and the next thing you know, things not going the way you want it to go, you give up. But if you love the music first and foremost and want to put out a good message and just have the dream, just that would keep you going.
Right, you just got to keep pushing.
That motivation, that willpower, can't give up.
Exactly.
It ain't about how many times you get knocked down, it's about how many times you get back up.
Exactly.
Get yourself back up and grab that mic, because everybody ain't going to like you, and there's going to be plenty of them low-key haters. So.
Not everybody's going to like what you do, but you just got to keep it moving.
Right. Just because you got a bad review from this guy, don't let that shit just discourage you, and all of a sudden you just quit throwing the gloves and shit and throwing the towel. That's a wrap. Keep pushing. That's your dream.
Exactly.
Chase that shit, because fucking that's all you got really in this world. This shit temporary. That'll
exactly.
Count. We appreciate having you on, too, man. Fucking, is there anything you want to plug real quick before we all blog talk?
Well, you know what? First and foremost, I want to give a big shout-out to both of y'all for having me on the show all the way from Philly to Detroit to Hawaii, because y'all been a big supporter of SKE Records over the last couple of weeks. So any music y'all need from Trial Mac, make sure I'm gonna make sure y'all be the one of the first ones to get it. If y'all need drops for y'all show, send me the scripts and I'll make sure I get those done tomorrow. Just send me what y'all want me to say and I get those drops for y'all show tomorrow. And you know, shout out to all of the fans. Trial Mac new video, The Routine, is out right now. The single's on iTunes, and his EP, The Night Before Dawn, is coming real soon. And make sure y'all keep supporting SKE Records. Shout out to all the other artists on the label as well. Who's about to be next up? Sean Archer, Peter Jones, and Audrey Salsa, our first Spanish act, you know, out of Spain.
No
doubt.
What's
up, SKE
Records?
Appreciate
you.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Anytime.
Net Gang Radio, bang, bang, SKE Records. Check them out.
Bang, bang.
Bump that Trail Mac. That's just banging.
Hell yeah, if you need any, hey, Trail Mac need any beats, man, I got some laying around. I'm going to look through tomorrow, maybe shoot some your way.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know if you saw my Twitter and the Facebook status, man. I actually put that I'm looking for beats, You know, I'm looking for beats for this new project, man. And even if it doesn't make this project, for his future music, man. Because, you know, we record new music all of the time, and we need those bangers, man. So, you know, hit me up with the email, cuethequestion@gmail, shoot a couple tracks over, and if I'm feeling them, I'll let you know, because I need that heat.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt. Oh, yeah, we got Dirty Fly Beats. We got a few dope producers dropping beats and shit that we work with. So, them beats and Clip, one of them, DG Clip, be coming with that fire.
Exactly, exactly. So, go ahead and shoot me those tracks. You know, hit me up on the email, cuethequestion@gmail, and I'll be looking forward to the tracks, and I'll check them out ASAP.
For sure. I'll look and see what I got, man. I'll shoot something to you.
No doubt.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you
too, take
bro.
It easy, bro. We appreciate you. Much love.
Yeah.
So that's another one in the books, cuz.
Another one in the books.
Dirty Fly Records, Connect Gang, Pack the Fuck Up, What's Poppin', Dirty Fly Midwest. We in this bitch. SKE in the motherfucking building. Bang, motherfucking
bang. Bang, bang.
Yeah. Gotta get that shit. Cop that shit. Warren Buffett, get that motherfucker on the phone.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. That motherfucker gonna be on Connect World dropping 420.
Yeah. And look out for that warm up, Severe the Tantrum. He's coming soon. Y'all ain't ready for that. I know that's been a long awaited mixtape here in the 313, and the rest of the motherfuckers in the nation about to hear that shit too. Ready for Severe.
Hell yeah.
This shit,
it's gonna be the next shit. Fire to drop out the Midwest.
Hell yeah, that shit. Fuck, we got that Dirty Fly Midwest dropping, then that motherfucking Severe dropping. Fucking. We'll be running this bitch. Make sure y'all tune in Friday to Pack Up Radio, too. Shout out to them. What up,
though? Yeah,
D-Book and
Trev.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And that's a motherfucking rap.
Peace.